This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, let's dive into the political landscape shaping up for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections in India. Recent pre-poll surveys have put the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, ahead, indicating a significant lead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains a towering figure in this race, with a whopping 48% of voters favoring him for a return as Prime Minister. This early forecast paints a vivid picture of the upcoming election dynamics, setting the stage for what promises to be an intensely watched political battle. Moving to our next topic, we delve into a fascinating blend of innovation and convenience reshaping various industries. Tracking the dawn of convenience, inside Ola, Uber's fresh strategy and Tata Neu's bold culinary venture plus fitness tips to boost your morning routine. First off, Bark Air launch. Imagine a world where you and your furry friend can fly in an environment tailored just for them. Bark, the company behind the popular dog toy subscription service, is making this a reality with the launch of an airline dedicated to dogs and their owners in the US. Offering a significantly more enjoyable and safe experience compared to the cargo sections of commercial flights, passengers can expect unique amenities like chicken broth served in champagne bottles, an array of treats, and even an in-flight play area designed for dogs. It's interesting to note that this concept isn't entirely new. Back in 2007, Pet Airways embarked on a similar venture, focusing on pet-friendly flights. However, despite the love for our four-legged friends, they had to shut down after 4 years due to financial losses. Yet, with a significant rise in pet ownership and over 2.3 million BarkBox subscribers, Bark Air is set to take to the skies, banking on the growing trend and their established community of pet lovers. It's a bold move, highlighting the evolving landscape of consumer needs and the lengths companies are willing to go to cater to them. Stay tuned for more updates on this and other latest trends reshaping our daily routines. Moving to our next topic, let's talk about Tesla's ambitions in India and the skepticism it faces. According to a report from the Global Times, there's a cloud of doubt over Tesla's potential success in India. The report describes the Indian market as underprepared and immature for Tesla's entry. This insight is crucial for anyone keeping an eye on Tesla's global expansion plans and how they adapt to diverse market challenges. It will be interesting to see how Tesla navigates the skepticism and what steps they will take to tackle the perceived immaturity of the Indian market. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. Moving to our next topic, Prime Minister Modi has recently shared his global vision that places a significant emphasis on the rapidly growing sector of esports. He is urging creators worldwide to harness their potential and develop content that can put India on the global gaming map. Modi strongly advocates for the classification of esports as an independent category, distinctly separating it from gambling and real money gaming, or RMG, applications. His vision underscores the need to recognize esports as a mainstream sport, highlighting the importance of empowering creators to unlock the full potential of esports across the world. Truly, a forward-thinking initiative aiming at making India a global powerhouse in the field of esports. Moving to our last topic of the day. In a significant development, the Supreme Court has scheduled April 15th to hear the challenge brought forth by Arvind Kejriwal against his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Arvind Kejriwal, who was apprehended by the ED on March 21st, is set to have his petition deliberated upon by the apex court in a matter that has caught the eye of the nation.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.